What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, Roddy Perry. It's, wow, it's late, man. It's midnight, almost 1 a.m. I'm returning from going to see a movie, one of the things I really enjoy doing. And this is an uncharacteristic weekend because I saw two movies. My wife and I went and saw Ocean's 8, which I would give, on a scale of 1 to 10, a strong 7.5, only because the film itself is versus the other Ocean movies. But other than that, it was a good movie. It was better than the 6, almost 8. So it's a good film, and the ladies, including Rihanna, did an amazing job. So good film, man. My wife enjoyed it. And when both of us can watch a movie and you know, and like it, that's a win. Get to tonight. Tonight, played a couple of some games of Madden. Was having a great Madden day. Took two losses to Red Grant, which pissed me off so bad, because games tend to be a microcosm of who you are. And one thing I need to work on personally across the board is my ability to finish. And I'm talking about, I'll be kicking this guy's ass and I'll still let him come back in the third or fourth quarter. So that's some work I'm doing on my own. Have nothing to do with nothing. That's not why I'm talking. Anyway, so the movie I saw tonight, movie called Upgrade. A really interesting sci-fi thriller set in the future. It really calls to what if the place we're going. What I mean when I say that is, like, they're talking about vehicles on the road that are unmanned, you know, driverless vehicles. They really explored that in this film. But they also explored that once you get to this point, people will start automating humans. And so this movie is all about a guy that gets an upgrade. And it's the story of the human fear of computers. That's kind of what it is in a nutshell. And as much as we are being automated, I mean, we live in a world where you can purchase anything and have it sent to your home. And yes, there will be automated cars at some point. They're already moving walkways that we saw in the cartoons as children. So the fear of computers and technology is a rightful fear, I believe. And that's where this movie was rooted. They did get a little fantastic. And it looks like the producers that did Get Out. So it's kind of in the vein of Get Out, you know, as well. The young lady, black lady, that starred in this film was also in Get Out. And she did an amazing job. I got to look her name up. She's an actress that we probably need to watch out for. It's crazy because the people that become, like Hollywood is full of beautiful people, right? And not to say this lady isn't beautiful, but she's kind of just regular. And regular people get love, like in movies and TV, like regular people, like they're the beautiful people. And everybody stop and look at them and fawn over them. But the reality is, the regular looking people are the people that the world says, man, I want you to be in my movie. You know what I mean? Am I tripping? Am I wrong? I think I'm right. I think I'm right. This lady is not unattractive, but she's regular as hell. I'm regular. Like, I'm a little handsome if you, you know, if you like my type. But by and large, at a glance, I'm very regular. I think most people are regular. You know, most people are, you know, not gorgeous. Who's gorgeous? Halle Berry, gorgeous. Who's gorgeous? Tiffany Haddish is gorgeous. But she has regular energy. Right? Like, she could easily be like this fly-ass beautiful bitch. But guess what? She has this energy of a regular chick. And that's kind of part of her mystique. You know, especially when in terms of comedy, it's very difficult for a beautiful black woman to be a comedian because she needs to maintain her goofy and her regularness. And I've seen some beautiful black comedians. They either operate in the white world or they have limited success because all the dudes are trying to fuck them. And they never really realize their comedic potential. And most of their comedy is rooted in, I look this great. I rambled a bit, but I think what I'm saying, first of all, I saw two good movies. Secondly is, if you're too good looking, if you're attractive, you got to figure out a way to make yourself regular. And if you're regular, you're going to be a star. Yeah. Regular equals stars. All right. Hey, yo, it's your boy, Rodney Perry. This is the Rodney Perry Podcast. It's all me, man. It's me, my ramblings, whatever pop in my head, my stutters, my imperfections. Next episode, why Rodney Perry is a horrible human being. Yeah, let's cover that. All right, talk to y'all soon.